What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Certainly as we look at the markets, Tommy, spring wheat losing some ground.
I'll tell you what's not hot is definitely talking to growers about spring wheat. We have a problem. Canola getting rejected from Canada, several loads, China and Canada fighting. I'm not sure what type of policy they got going on up there, but it's affecting our spring wheat growers here in North Dakota. So spring wheat price is off 50 cents since the crop report, and that's one more crop that is no longer even close to profitable, the plant.
What's happening in the corn market?
I see a little bit more optimism. A lot of carry in the market looking out to July 2020, Dece 2020 corn. Are you willing to catch the carry? 415, Dece 20, July 20, the corn you're getting ready to plant now, being sold a year in advance, 417. Not all doom and gloom in the corn market. A lot of carry, incredible amount of opportunity there. But will farmers harness that, catch it, protect it? That's about the only crop I see in the northern plains with any meat left on the bone with a chance of profitability.
Tommy, you always have the pulse of what's happening in the region. What else are you following?
Well, a lot of land switching hands in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Unfortunately, some growers, large growers not coming back, seeing a lot of switching. Talked to several bankers last week in North Dakota, and a lot of nervousness. So this land switch of possibly 40,000 acres being hit on the market, a large auction and an incredible amount of acres in the Red River Valley up for rent, seeing a lot of renegotiation of cash rents here in the valley.
How about these outside markets?
Stock market at multi-month highs and oil prices going to the pump. Unleaded gas getting closer to three. Hopefully growers locked in some of those lower oil prices they had the chance to there that week of Christmas in the first week of the year. Oil definitely well off the lows, trading with a 63 handle here at May crude oil.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Portland, North Dakota.